Melissa Howell.
Why Montgomery County Police and schools are being sued by the mother of a five-year-old. I'm John Doman.
Virginia advances legislation that would increase access to abortion services. I'm Nick Iannelli.
WTOP News Time is 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. There are increasing calls for redoubled efforts to fight the coronavirus pandemic as more than one variant shows up in the U.S., where more than 414,000 people have died. CBS's Mola Lingi.
Well over 400,000 lives lost nationwide and lost opportunities to address the crisis sooner, says Dr. Anthony Fauci, interviewed for CBS Sunday Morning.
We could have saved a lot of lives. Is that a fair statement?
You know, I believe so. I think if we had the public health messages from the top right through down to the people in the trenches be consistent, that things might have been different. In fact, I'm pretty sure they would have been different.
The latest push from the CDC calls for all masks to be worn in public and should have at least two layers of fabric.
People are having trouble finding the COVID-19 vaccine, including this California healthcare worker who got her first dose, but
applying for the second vaccine has been a nightmare. I trusted the officials when they said, okay, we got you, healthcare workers.
President Biden is making the pandemic a top priority, but there's already pushback over his nearly $2 trillion relief proposal. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Republican lawmakers have already balked at President Biden's massive coronavirus relief plan, especially given that Congress passed a near $1 trillion plan at the end of last year. But the White House says if measures aren't passed soon, officials fear the country will have to dig itself out of a bigger economic hole later.
Fans are saying goodbye to broadcast legend Larry King, who died today at the age of 87.
Next on Larry King Live.
In the land of talk shows, there was once a king who reigned over most of the others. Larry King, who interviewed pretty much everyone who was anyone, from Richard Nixon.
What is it like to do it, to ascend men to die?
Being president during a war is difficult.
To the charmingly irritating Miss Piggy.
Piggy, I wasn't making a move for you.
Fine.
King described himself as a poor kid from Brooklyn who grew up to pinch himself every day because he never imagined being a voice heard round the world. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Have you checked those Mega Millions tickets yet?
The winning Mega Millions ticket was bought in Michigan.
Tonight, winning number 42, 26, 60, 54, and the gold Mega Millions 24.
The top prize has been growing since September 15th when a winning ticket was sold in Wisconsin. The next estimated Mega Millions jackpot is $20 million for Tuesday's drawing.
That's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. A cash payout would be nearly $740 million. That is the third largest jackpot in U.S. history. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
2:03 on a Saturday, January the 23rd, 2021. Right now it is 32 degrees as we head up to the upper 30s. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Murillo. The top local stories we're following this hour. The January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol brought law enforcement and military personnel from all over into D.C. to help protect the building. Now we're learning many of those who responded are coming down with COVID-19.
So far, 38 U.S. Capitol police officers and 150 members of the National Guard have tested positive for COVID-19 since responding to the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol. The chairman of the union that represents Capitol Police says cases have spiked since the attack. That's according to CBS News. And out of the more than 25,000 National Guard troops that arrived in D.C. since then, many of them staying in close quarters inside the U.S. Capitol, more than half will be heading home in the coming days. So far, 120 suspects involved in the riot have been caught and are facing federal charges as the FBI continues their search. Melissa Howell, WTOP News.
204 WTOP. Because of the pandemic, many kids haven't been in school buildings since last March. A Montgomery County parent and infectious disease scientist says it's time for schools to reopen to in-person learning.
Immunologist Marjorie Smelkinson, with children in kindergarten, first, third, and fourth grades, has been fighting to get the schools reopened.
If we thought that there was an actual risk, we would not be fighting this hard.
But the science is saying that the spread in school is minimal.
Dr. Smelkinson acknowledges the fear after more than 400,000 Americans have died of COVID. But she says schools that stick to safety protocols don't stoke community transmission.
Masking, distancing, hand hygiene, those kinds of things. We do need to open our schools, but also have strong protocols in place.
Montgomery County says it's assessing state guidance after Governor Hogan urged school systems to offer at least some remote learning by March 1st. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
A group of parents have gotten the green light from a judge to move forward with a legal challenge to new admissions policies at Fairfax County's highly sought-after Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. The county school system says the new admissions rules create a more diverse student body, but the parents disagree, and lawyers for the school system, though, urge the judge to dismiss the case. The judge instead only tossing out parts of the lawsuit, but allowing the core allegation to go forward. TJ is routinely ranked among the nation's top high schools. The family of a 5-year-old Silver Spring boy is suing the Montgomery County Police Department and the school system.
Chanta Grant says last January her son was able to walk away from East Silver Spring Elementary without being noticed. She says when police finally found the boy, they were abusive, loud, and traumatizing to a 5-year-old.
If the allegations are true, this is reprehensible behavior, and it's a failure of the system at multiple levels.
Montgomery County Councilman Will Juwando.
Not only the failure to protect and serve this, again, 5-year-old child, this little boy, but also what happened at the school.
Lawyers for the mom tell Bethesda Beat the allegations were all based off of body cam footage. Neither police nor the school system is commenting because of the ongoing litigation. John Dome in WTOP News.
Health plans that are offered through Virginia's Health Insurance Exchange are banned from providing abortion coverage, but that ban would be lifted under a bill that was just passed by the Virginia Senate.
Abortion is the only legal medical procedure that is banned under the health exchange here.
Virginia Democratic Senator Jennifer McClellan saying the bill would end unnecessary restrictions on reproductive health care options, but opponents like Republican Senator Steve Newman express concern that federal subsidies that help cover the cost of plans could in some cases go to abortion services.
There are some of us that believe that on this very controversial item that no tax money should be used in this way.
The bill passed in the Senate almost entirely along party lines. It now heads to the House. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Coming up after traffic and weather, three more people charged in the siege on the U.S. Capitol. It's 2:07.
Dave Preston here. I can't tell you how many times I've been watching football and wanted to bet the game on my phone. Well, guess what? Now I can, because FanDuel Sportsbook is officially live in Virginia. To celebrate, they're kicking things off in a big way. Right now, new users get an exclusive 25-1 odds boost on any team to win during the conference championship weekend. That's right, 25-1 odds, any team, any playoff game this weekend. FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook app, secure and simple to use, offering live betting on every game.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.